Blog Talk Radio.
The Mooches. Welcome back to our Thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays. That's right. Tonight we have a new message for all of our entrepreneurs out there. But first, before we begin, we have got to thank the ADAPT Coalition of Essex County for such a great event today. That's right, they held their 2015 Teen Summit at the Paul Robeson Center in Newark, New Jersey. And I must say that when it comes to youth prevention, they are one of the most effective teams that I have seen in a really long time. So I want you all to go and support them. ADAPT, that's right, A-D-A-P-T. ADAPT is a teen and young youth violence and prevention, drug prevention program out here. And the kids loved all of the great activities. I'm telling you, they have a team of great professionals out there that are dedicated to helping serve underserved youth and helping them understand what it is that you have to do in order to be great. I also want to send out a special message out there to Mayor Davis, at Mayor Davis on IG. He is definitely one of the biggest and greatest influences that are impacting the West Ward in Newark, New Jersey, and he was there to give the keynote address. Tonight is Thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays, and it feels so good because the energy that I have has been kind of catapulted by the ADAPT event. But I just want to let you know there are some great things that are about to happen with your finances, and if you continue to tune in, you're going to find out a little bit more. I would love for you to get into the mood. We're going to get you in the moment with some really great music. But this one is from one of our artists from Purple Elephant Music. I want you to check it out. He's Millie Dion, and if you want $1 million, then you definitely will get to some of this new music that we have over here. Keep tuning in right here on Smooches Radio.
Only promise to itself. So what's the point of dying with the will? Nigga, fuck with holding facts, I try to help. If you know about Tony Stacks, I got myself. Nah, I got my team, money, brother, supreme. Purple elephant music, what the fuck is that proving? It's proving that they all believe in me. If we stick to the dreams, we'll see. The blessings that come with success. Can't rest, trying to run from the stress. I tried to disguise how I felt, and I finally realized I can't hide from myself now.
I feel myself igniting. I feel a fire. Destruction's in my nature.
horror release and engaging remedy. Some don't understand the infatuation that I decree. I'd rather be myself than to question myself from your beliefs. Conquering the demons, recovering deep inside of me. Discovering the truth and be waking to something masterpiece. You can save your mockery, it's becoming obsolete. I will not be silent. And your tone won't keep me hiding. Or keep me locked away from my passion that's so inviting. I can see your fear in your eyes.
Mooches, that there, that right there, that was Milly Dion. If you know anything about this new age and evolution of music, you must know that people of all races and genders are doing music of all genres right now, and it feels good to get a little bit beyond the box, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about the boxed-in state of mind that you're in because of your financial situation. Tomorrow morning will no longer be an issue. That's right. We want you not only to gather the details of tonight's show, but we want you to rock this money. That's right. You have an opportunity out there tonight. And if you call in at 626-213-5635, you can be back in the green zone with your finances. And we're going to share with you tonight a couple of the entrepreneurs' social sites that are going to help you with details and other opportunities out there that are helping small business and startup companies around the globe. But tonight we want to get started with a couple of the blogs that have the most traffic so far and have great impact. So one of the very first sites that we discovered on our own is Startup Nation. Now, Startup Nation offers entrepreneurial advice, and they give it from people who've been in this entrepreneurial game, small business, mid-sized businesses, and they've basically been there, done that, and have done just a great number of things, and they have a lot to share with you, especially some of the paths that they have gone down and some of the business ideas or startups that they've had that have actually not worked. But I just think this is a great site if you are if you're new P and you're just starting out and you're starting to develop a vision plan for your own professional growth. I think this is a great place to begin to start your business, grow your business, manage your business, and make connections. So check it out. They also have a radio adventure, and Smooches Radio is not like any other radio venture. We don't mind cross marketing with our other businesses out there. And Startup Nation actually has Startup Nation Radio. So if you're in the car during the day, maybe you can just boot up your satellite radio and get straight to the Startup Nation Radio and find out what's going on and how to get your business ready to launch. Smooches. site that we felt had a lot of potential is ItiBiz. So this is another, like, valuable resource if you want to start, like, an online business. But it has so much information, just not just on an online business, but just on how to market a business. Smooches Radio is a independent woman-owned radio venture, and we smooch love, hugs, and kisses all around the globe. Now, that is one of our key marketing taglines, that we're smooching love, hugs, and kisses all around the globe. And one of the things that we saw with the beginning of our vision was that if we were going to do this, that we had to get a little bit more knowledge about how to market the lips. The key factor was there were so many radio mainstream radio stations and adventures that had, you know, they had their own branding. But our branding for us is very unique. And so we are still developing. We're in the development stages. We're in year three. And it feels really good because we feel like we have made some really big milestones, and we've had some really great people come in and help us with this project. And I hope that as you're listening, you think a little bit more about your own project and what it's going to take to get it to where you need it to be. But one of the things that I like about this ItiBiz is that you ask questions, and people are asking questions. And as they ask the questions, they're answering some of it. And you can go right on there and kind of key in a question or go to one of their side articles and find out what it is that you may want to do in this particular situation you want to do. So this particular, let me go to one of these. So in one of these, it says, you know, one choice does not determine your destiny. But in between all of that, it talks about how to turn things out for your life with ItiBiz. It also talks about, you know, starting up a domain name and what you need to do in order to do that. And it tells you step by step things that are going to give you a successful business experience, especially when it comes to online business. One of the things that you're going to have to be is a trusted as far as online business, because people don't usually trust something that they can't see. They can't see the business owner, like when you have a you know, a brick and mortar business somewhere where people can go and say your name. So you've got to really, really strategize how you can streamline and get those consumers that need that same product, but with something of a platform of trust behind it. So think about ItiBiz when you want to think about, you know what, I want to go to an online family of people that are going to help me with my online business. So check it out, www.ittybiz.com. So anyways, we have some people that love graphics, design, love writing, and just some really unique businesses out there. One of the other places that we found that needed, that doesn't actually need an introduction, but is being used for creativity and productivity is Lateral Action. Yes, Lateral Action. Check out at Mark McGinnis at Lateral Action. But yes, Mark McGinnis helps you in a whole different way. It's all sort of like a coaching site, and it's just there for you to actually get some of the a free 26-week course for creative professionals. And I think that that's one of the best things about a website, especially when you can pull in paying consumers, and on top of that, get some really great following because you're giving out something that's going to enhance their lives and a resource. And they have the Lateral Action Creative Pathfinder. It's a free 26-week course for creative professionals. Now, I don't think you can ask for anything better. It also tells you a little bit about the biggest challenges that are facing creative professionals. How are you going to be able to balance a day job and kind of wean yourself off your day job to building your own creative enterprise? I don't know. I think out of all of the ones that we like, and maybe because it's by creative professionals, we kind of like what they're doing with the branding. But I want you to decide for yourself. So go ahead and go to Lateral, L-A-T-E-R-A-L, action.com and find out for yourself what you need to do in order to start your own creative empire. Smooches. All right. Next, we have Freelance Switch. Freelance Switch has all things for the freelancer. One of the things that Smooches does is help independent artists with some of their management, some parts of their management and their business, and sometimes part of their marketing when they come on for our free promo exclusive views. But one of the things that we definitely have another stream of income coming in is the freelance businesses that we do outside of our hosting. But Freelance Switch has all things for the freelancer, business advice, ideas for productivity. And there's just so many other things that Freelance does. But if you're out there and you've been feeling like, you know what, how am I going to take this consulting business? How am I going to take this particular business to the next level? Well, I can tell you this. You go ahead and you go and check it out. Now, at this last, the very last time we went on there, they were talking about making some changes. So I'm sure that they have a lot of resources for you to go to, even though they're making some changes. But go and check them out. And there's some other freelance, maybe it'll lead you, if you do a Google search, maybe it'll lead you to some other things out there. One of the things is that this thing is not a straight and narrow. Can go to one website and for one thing, and then you will find with the ads on the pages or with some of the free things that you're getting that maybe you were just there to get that. And, you know, we're all a part of the process. Everybody's in the process right now. People are just learning how to live with the process. And that's why I thank God on Financially Free Fridays is such a wonderful platform for you to learn how to just be when it comes to learning what your passion is. And a part of it is everybody's into the P part. They're into the P's. That's right. And that's a part of the process. And I think that a lot of people are learning now that there's going to be some struggles and there's going to be some many, you know, wars, and there's going to be some many wins. And one of the things that we want you to get used to is being resourceful and to be a scholarly business owner all on your own. And if you're scholarly, then your team will take, you know, will allow you to take the lead, and they're going to be able to soak in all of the knowledge you're giving them and become some of the best people on your team that you could probably gain. So I think it's also good to learn with your team, sit down, and if you have a board up there with your vision plan, I don't think it's too bad to kind of put some of this stuff up here, especially when you're an entrepreneur. So check it out. The next one before we go into our next mini break is the young entrepreneur. If you've been out in the business world, you probably have seen Entrepreneur Magazine, you know, the young entrepreneur. But I like the fact that the young entrepreneur is really a place for you to learn about the young entrepreneur. I mean, how many times do you get one of those Fortune 500 magazines that talks about a recent grad that has a startup on a shaved ice truck? That took some capital and turned their shaved ice truck into like this, you know, this insane thriving business. I want you also to think about how groups of entrepreneurs are kind of taking some of their skill sets together and getting these young franchises just like right into IPOs. And it's crazy. It's really crazy to think about where you want to go, because I think a lot of times when people are in the early stages of becoming who they've always wanted to be, I don't think that they even think that they could ever turn there into these great businesses, these great corporations. And I believe that it's possible for everyone. And I think that because school is so stagnated on teaching so many things from the past that they have no clue that the youth are really needing constant absorption of what's going on in the real world. And so if you're an entrepreneur out there, I suggest that you just, subscribe to Young Entrepreneurs so that you can be inspired on a daily basis. And maybe when you and your team get together and you have a social marketing campaign, maybe you want to even pull some of that data and put it out to your consumers. Smooches. Now, before we go to a commercial break, I want to really thank Bianca Ingram for debuting last month her Phone Waffles. That was a great track. But I think that Bianca is on her way with her Freedom Ain't Free tour here in New Jersey. And she just recently did some really great things in the studio. But we support our artists, and so we have to play that. It's all about being financial free. That's right. Tonight we want you to rock that money, and we also want you to go purple. Black History Month is a great time for us to really think about how far we have come and where we're going. So don't look back because you're not going that way, but check it out, Phone Waffles by Bianca Ingram. Smooches. Smooches out there, the Phone Waffles and the Freedom Ain't Free tour. That right there, that was Bianca Ingram with her Phone Waffles debut, and she came and smooched us live. And I want you to check out her exclusive view on our own Smooches Radio page on www.blogtalkradio.com/smoochesradio. Shout out to POT Visions as well. They support Bianca at P-E-O-T-I Visions, and they definitely have a team that is supporting Bianca, and we also have at underscore V-E-L-I. V-E-L-I is Veli, and he has a brand management company, and if you're looking for someone to help you with management, to help you with marketing, and to expand your brand, I'm telling you that Veli is definitely the truth when it comes to someone who has made a commitment to grow his artist in a way that has never been done before. So smooches out there to Veli Brand Management. And we're almost at the end of our show. We have been able to have such a successful broadcast life because of our many, many supporters out there. And we definitely love the different types of people that have decided to walk through the Smooches Radio door. We have got to give you another perspective. At Poppy Stores will be at the Ock and Hit Show, the real Ock and Hit Show. You can go ahead and make sure you follow them on IG. The Real Ock, a.k.a. and Hit Show, is a radio adventure, and they are broadcast out of New York City. And they will definitely be, they got the bars, and they're going to have Poppy Stores in the building, 6 p.m. on Monday. And just make sure you call in or you support them at www.dtfradio.com. But don't forget to mention that their affiliate, Smooches Radio, sent you there and to park and listen to some of those bars and some of the great things that Poppy Stores is doing with his music. Don't forget to go and check out at Millie Dion. He definitely has a Facebook page out there. And Purple Elephant is sending us somebody else. Sync will be in the building on Tuesday. That's right. This Tuesday, Sync is going to be one of our Purple Elephant circus stars. That's right. Purple Elephant has the circus mixtape coming out and has already dropped in their area. And I would like for you to go and follow them at wrong underscore way on Twitter. They are developing and helping and building a team, a strong team of music. And it's awesome. I can tell you it's really awesome. So anyways, please don't forget to tune in next Friday because we have some of the greatest money clip money tips here. It's all about financial freedom. Thank God I'm financially free Friday. Just think about next Friday and how free you're going to be when you learn more and more resources on how to gain more visibility, more respectability, and how to grow your dream one step at a time. Right here on Smooches Radio, we're here 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have got to thank all of the people who have been out there helping us along the way, including IG at Sunshine dot Somjit. Also, we have somebody out there that's helping us, Lynn Lou 201. Thank you at Lynn Lou. And we just want to thank all of the great people out there that are considering stepping out on their own. Be inspired, be desired, and keep dreaming. Well, while you're waiting for the other blogs to do something new, Smooches Radio is always about you. Smooches, good night.